Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Reish Mem Tes. 20 Cheni. Oidloi Sovanu Mahayis Parlus al Achidush. We're not yet over the excitement, the recognition, the Chidush regarding this idea, Ki Haderech Lasagas Daasi Lisagel Lasus Midei Pam Neged Aratzuin. The way to attain, to strengthen Das, is to accustom ourselves once in a while to do things that we do not wish to do, to go against one's whims. Hari das hi etzem ha'adam. Das is the essence of the human being. Ha'adam sheba adam. That's the phrase, I think, of Rabbeinu Tam. I made a note of myself here. The author speaks about this in numerous places, in particular in Chelek Aleph, the first volume, Kuf Lamed Ches, and also in the first volume, Kuf Nun Zayin, and also above in this volume on Daf Lamed Beis. So many of these ideas we're reading now appeared there. At any rate, Hime Achedes Hasechel V'Amidois. Das unifies, it fuses together the mind and the Midois, one's behavior. V'Ayula Achadim B'Dei Adam, makes them into a coherent whole. There's no contradiction between them. Of course, we don't mean that they fuse so that the midos now control the mind. No. Rather, that the mind controls the midos. What's the source for this idea that das is the essence of a human being? It's a Gemara that the author has quoted before. Omar mar ha'adam bishvoa. So the Brasa quotes a pasuk in Vayikra, Ha'adam Bishvoa, and we deduce from it that we exclude a person's anus. Hey Chidame, Gemara introduces a paradigmatic case of this. Kederav Kahane v'Rav Asi, ki havu kaimei mekamei derav. These were two prime talmidim of Rav. Mar omar shvuasa dehachi omar Rav, omar avar shvuasa dehachi omar Rav. There would be a disagreement as to what Rav exactly said, and each one of these Amoraim, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, took a shvua. Now, this is what Rav said, and of course, they were saying opposite things. Ki osa lekamei derav omar kechad minayhu. When they eventually clarified it with Rav, he would say, this one, you were right, the other one was wrong. Omar leidach ve'ana b'shika ishteboi. So the other one who was wrong said, well, am I considered to have taken a false oath? Omalei libecha anascha. Rav answered, you were honest. Libecha anascha, you were honest, and therefore it's not a false oath. Rashi explains, Adam bishvua. What does that mean? Sheyehe Adam bishas shvua. The Gemara is teaching us that the pasuk means that the person should be fully human, fully Adam when he takes a shvua, meaning sheyehe liboy alav. What does that exclude? Prat le'anus. Like this case, where a person takes an oath about something in the past, and he, as far as he's concerned, he is saying the absolute truth. The author now tells us the upshot of all of this. Even if a person was honest in this sense, he made a mistake over here. His judgment is incorrect. He's not quite Adam. He's not the fullest sense of Adam. That's the source for this idea, that das is really the essence of the person. That's the etzem ha'adam. We see it from this pasuk, ha'adam bishvoa. As long as there's a mistake over there in his das, he's not fully Adam. At any rate, yesh lenu lamshich b'islamdus laleches neged ritzonis. In practice, we need to continue practicing exercising this idea of opposing our desires and whims. Hapam nishtamesh ba'atzasei shanifla'a shel harav bevaalei nefesh. We're going to use the wondrous advice of the Ravad in the Sefer Ba'alei Nefesh. Adam chalash, a weak person. Shekashel lo latzum ta'anis davar. Finds it difficult to fast a voluntary fast. I think that applies to most people, be'ameinu. Just to take on an entire fast is difficult. Yishbor ta'avasoi al-yadei shemash'ir mashu batzalachas v'lo yochal ha'machal atumoy. He should break his ta'ava by leaving something in the plate and not finishing everything to the last crumb. This is Paskin, by the way, by the Magen Avraham. If you look at Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, in Seif Aleph, there, the Magen Avraham writes, Im misaveh lechol davar mesuyam. If a person has a desire to eat something specific, ve'lo yechel, and he overcomes the desire, doesn't eat it, nechshav ketanis. It's counted as a fast. So he actually paskins it. Now, the source for these statements, both of the Magen Avraham and the Ravad, perhaps is in Gittin, Daf Ayin, the Gemara there says, Se'uda she'ana ascha mimena, meshoch yadcha mimena. A se'uda that you enjoy, so meshoch yadcha, withdraw from it. Also, Gemara Yom Daf Ayin Vav, Amud Beis, the Gemara there says about Daniel, Keivan she'loch alechem chamudeis, he desisted from eating this premium bread, the superb bread, it's considered like he fasted. So he ate, but he just didn't eat the, you know, superb dishes that were offered in the palace. At any rate, says the author, Ein kan siguf shekashe lamud bo. We're not talking about the difficult affliction over here, that it is, you know, very difficult to withstand. We're talking about something small, to leave over something and not to finish everything to the last crumb. Somebody who tries to do this in practice will find out that it's perhaps more difficult than actually fasting. When the dish is tasty, we find it difficult to leave even a little bit over, because we wish to fulfill our desires to the nth degree, to the end, all the way. The person mamishes to break his desire and to fight with himself, to withhold himself from the last crumb. Out of passion over here, he'll also support his desire to finish everything on the basis of Bal Tashchis. What he needs to do is to clarify to himself. What we have over here is not wastage of food, but rather perfection of the individual. Let's exercise this, let's try this out. Once a day, besides the regular exercise of going against one's whims, as we described in an earlier Vad, twice a day. Vad Shelishi. Anu mevinim esaychach beislamdus lases neged etzenenu. We start to understand and to appreciate the imperative to exercise and to train ourselves in going against whims and desires. Adain loy baru, it may not be entirely clear. Keitzad hislamdus zeistavia ladas. How does this bring us to das? So this is the process. You practice doing things that against what you feel like doing, and that strengthens the das. How? So we're going to combine to this idea the words of Chovos HaLevavos. He writes in Shaar Prishus, Kavanas HaTorah, the whole intent, the agenda of the Torah is Lehamshil es haSeichel b'chol ta'avos haNefesh, to place the mind in control of physical desires, ulahagbir alein, to make the Seichel stronger. Says the author, Haim Kavanas HaTorah v'mitzvos kulan להביאנו למלחמת מידיס נגד התאוויס עד שננצח אויסון. Is the intent of the Torah and mitzvahs, is that whole thing to bring us to constant war against the תאוויס until we defeat them? Let's see. בוודאי אנו חייבים להילחם מלחמת יצר בחירוף נפש. Certainly we have to, we're obligated to wage a battle against the יצרה בחירוף נפש, with the utmost energy. אך השאלה, what we want to ask here is, מהו מקוימוי של עסק התירה וקיום כולה מצווי סבים לחמה זה? What exactly is עסק התירה? What is its role in this war against the יצר and also the fulfilled מצווי? What is their role in this war? יש להעמיק בזה. Here we need to go a little deeper. בואו ראה. Come and see. בין שמש, ירח וכוכבים מסתרעים שטחים מגנטיים המחזיקים זה זה ומשפיעים זה על זה. Between the sun, the moon, the planets, the stars, and all other heavenly bodies, there are magnetic fields that stretch between them and influence one another. Now, for the rest of the paragraph, I'm going to change the term magnetic fields. It's incorrect. What he means is gravitational fields. He used the term magnetic field. He means gravitational fields, and the whole mashal here works along those lines. So between the heavenly bodies, there are, of course, gravitational forces that influence one another. Kol koichav echodei lemashal, l'shedech ha-magneti shel ha-shemesh, any object, whether it be a comet or an asteroid or a planet, whatever it is, that penetrates into the gravitational field of the sun, for example, nimshach el hashemesh, is drawn towards the sun, v'noyteh bibidas ma mimaslo rogil, and may its orbit may be altered, either in a subtle way or in a not subtle way, because of the pull of the sun. The orbit may be completely altered. Betziyur ze yesh lavin. So using this illustration, we can understand. Ki gam kuyches ruchaniyim mukafim mishetach magneti moshech umashpia. This also applies in the spiritual realm. You have these gravitational fields that pull and influence. Shetach magneti chazak makifes yetzihara midoyes vekuchoyes aguf. So there's a very powerful gravitational force that surrounds the yetzihara and the forces of the body. It's a powerful, attractive force. Gam la neshama ve la seichel yesh mishicha kazes. The neshama and seichel also have an attractive force. But it's not as intense as the magnetic or gravitational pull of the opposite side. In brackets, hatam laze, the reason why it seems to be imbalanced, in Ma'arech Adam, at the beginning of the Sefer of this volume, on the chapter on Neshama v'Yetzer. At any rate, the Yetzer has a stronger pull than the Yetzer Tov. And we feel this every day. We feel it easily. Kol ratzoin hanuvem ezo midah o ita'ava. Any desire that stems from a midah, a lust, some appetite, doyresh es shelo, demands it bitkifus kazos, with such intensity, achenidmelanu kilo anachnu mukhachim lemaloseh, that it appears to us that we have to. I find this often applies with billboards. It's almost, you almost feel a physical pull towards to see what's on that board. You have to force yourself not to look. It's almost a physical pull. It's very powerful. Ulam, however, tekifus zeis burgeshes rak kolot shenach nimtzeim betoch hashetach hamagneti shel ritzonos. This intensity is felt only as long as we are in the gravitational field of those whims, of those desires. When you're further away from this magnetic field, gravitational field, you're outside of that force field, you don't feel it anymore. That's the mashal. Here we have a deep insight of this process that we described in originating with Rav Yerucham of going against one's whims. As long as we are ruled by these whims, hundreds of them through the day, we are within their gravitational field, and they pull us very powerfully. When we train ourselves to do things against our whims, what we're doing is going out of that force field. Then what happens is that the gate opens to enter into the gravitational field of Kedusha, the Neshama, the mind. Regarding which the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim Perek Aleph says, Moshcheni, pull me, Acharecha Narutza, I will run after you. Nagila Mizbecha Bach, Nazkira Dodecha Miyain, Meisharim Aheivucha. Al Mahalach Ze Kosaf Mesilas Yesharim Befek Rishon. So regarding this process, the Ramchal writes in Perek Rishon of Mesilas Yesharim, Benimtzenu Lemidim, what emerges is, Ki Ikar Metzius Ha'adam Bo'ilam Zeh, the essence of a person's being in this world, Hurak lekayem mitzvois, is only to fulfill mitzvois, vela avoid vela amoid benisayoin, to serve Hashem, to withstand nisayonois, vehana'as oilam, regarding the various numerous and profound pleasures of the world, ein ra'uish yelo ela le'ezer v'siyo bilvad. They are there to be stepping stones, help, assistance for this project. Really, it's appropriate for the individual that his focus is on the Creator. He should have no goal, no purpose in anything that he does, whether small or large, other than drawing nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to smash, to destroy the separation between him and his Creator. What are these mechitzois, these walls between them? הן הן הכל ענייני החומריות והתלוי בהם. Physical appetites and things that devolve from them. עד שימשך אחריו יסבורך ממש כברזל אחר אבן השאבס. That's the key phrase here. To the point where the individual finds himself drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally like iron being drawn to a magnet. This is where we see this idea already in Mesilas Yesharim, this notion of magnetism. The author says, "Kasher mishicha zos matchila lifoil ba'adam." When that pull of the kedusha starts to act on the person, it's no longer the necessary to pull him to Avodas Hashem with iron chains. Here the author is paraphrasing Chazal, right? Ra'uya ya Yaakov Avinu laredes leMitzrayim b'shalshalo yishelo bazel, Chazal say. Yaakov Avinu should have really come down to Mitzrayim with iron chains, but through his merit, he came down in a pleasant way. At any rate, here we're saying that when one finds oneself in the pool, the gravitational pool of Kedusha, so it doesn't have to be forced anymore. Hu be'atzmoi mishtokek eleh, he himself yearns for it. Ki me'ata hu p'toim ta'ama shel avoda. What happens is, from now on, he tastes the taste of avoda. And here we have a number of examples from Chazal of this idea of tasting. Mi sheyesh bo tira, yesh bo ta'am, says the Midrash Rabba. The notion of ta'am. Or, the pasuk in Mishlei, Eishes Chayil, Ta'ama Kitev Sachra. She tasted. And Chazal comments, Zoy Chana, She Ta'ama Tam Tefillah. Reference to Chana. She had the taste in Tefillah, referring to that Tefillah, when she's davening for Shemuel. Toy Amea Chayim Zachu, Ne'ema Al Shabbos Bisfilas Musaf. When you daven Musaf on Shabbos, we use this phrase. Toy Amea, those who taste the Shabbos, Chayim Zachu. Or the pasuk in Tehillim, Ta'amu urgu kitov Hashem. Taste and see that Hashem is good. And Chazal comment, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'mikayim kol mitzvos shenasati lecha b'Torah. Fulfill the mitzvos that I gave you. Im ochaltem mipiros ha'aretz u'min ha'ilan, if you eat vegetables or fruit, have mevarech elei, make a bracha. Ve'chulei, ve'im achal adam uveirach, if a person does so, if he eats, he makes the proper brachois, hu mamlich leboi ra'am. He coronates the creator of these foods, Hevei ta'amu kitov Hashem. And this is captured in this idea, ta'amu, taste and see, etc., etc. So the author, Harei lechol inanei avodas Hashem yesh ta'am miyuchad. Inyanim of avodas Hashem have a particular taste. Toira utefila, Shabbos ubrachois. Each area has its own taste. Vazeche litoim ta'am kazeh. The one who manages to get a taste in this, hu nimshach achrei avoda, then one is pulled to avoda. It becomes much easier because one is then subject to the gravitational field of kedusha. Yesh lanu ladas, we have to be aware of this, we have to know this. Ulisgeagea lechach, to yearn for this idea, shenizkeh litoim ta'ama shel mitzvah achas. To yearn to a situation where we will merit to have the ta'am of at least one mitzvah. Ki az nida, when a person has a ta'am like this, he knows, שהספרצנו מתוך שטחו המגנטי של היצר במידה סמה. We have burst out of the gravitational field of the יצר to some extent, והסקרבנו קצת אל כוח המשיכה של הקדושה. And we have drawn nearer to some extent to the gravitational pull of קדושה. אי אפשר להדפיס עניין זה בהסלמדוס למעשה. This cannot be associated with a particular and specific exercise. Nonetheless, we can draw abundant benefit from this, at least by paying attention to this process, even if there's no formal exercise, but to be aware of it, to know it, and to constantly strive and aspire to tasting, have a strong taste in the Kedusha. One last point. Oidzes alin ordas, we need to know the following. Himitzlachnu laleches neged retzonois bedvarim ktanim bemeshel tkuva arukah. If we succeed in this exercise that we've been describing and going against our whims in small things over a lengthy period of time, and we succeed, haim einanu lachush sheyetzi yatkif oisanu bimishne tokev. Should we not be concerned that the Yetzi will launch a counterattack, even more powerful, v'hi amaleinu lashav, and that our toil should be for naught? Admoir Shubala Shmaitas Abasugazai, Rabbi Yerucham, who's the one who's leading us in this Sugi Oilenulaza, he writes as follows. This is from Das Chokhma Musa Chilek Beis. He writes, Soid Ahava Ben Nefesh Vaguf. the secret over here, the profound, so it doesn't necessarily mean a secret, the profound idea of love between soul and body, hurak bishviras yetzer, is only in breaking one's yetzer. That's the key to love between body and soul. Ha'adam choyshev, we often think, shebemaloi retzon yetzer, that when we fulfill the desires, the demands of the yetzer, hayetzer nasaloyev, that the yetzer should be appeased. You're doing what it wants. It should become a vehu ta'us gemurah, says Rabbi Rucham. It is a complete mistake. Ki soid ahavas yetzer ladam udavka b'shivrasoy. Again, the profound idea of generating love of the yetzer hara towards the individual is davka to smash it. It's a masochist. V'yachol kol echad v'echad lachush zeis be'atzmoi. Each individual can feel this by himself. Afilu b'shivras yetzer hachi kala. Even by the tiniest break of any whim. When a person listens and follows and obeys his yetzer hara, he cultivates a terrible enemy. Here Rav Yerucham quotes the Chovos HaLevavos, "Hasoneh hagadol sheyesh lecha bo'olam." The greatest enemy you have in the world, hu yitzrecha hanimsach b'chochos nafshecha. And Rav Yerucham continues now, "V'chol ma sheyem al eretz yisrael." The more you fulfill its desires, yisne'eu mishne sina. It will hate you even more. Here, Rav Yerucham quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, "Daf Tezayin, Yoyered umesis." The Yetzer comes down and seduces us. Oyle umestin, that goes up and accuses us. Noitel reshus v'notel neshama. Furthermore, Ve'amru as the Chazan say about this, "Marivoy savea, masbioy reiv." In Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, if you starve it, it becomes satisfied. If one satiates it, it becomes even hungrier. And Chazal says furthermore, "Ein adam meis v'chatzita avaso b'yadoi." A person doesn't die with even half of his desires fulfilled. And similarly, "Yesh lo maner rotzu masayim." He has 100, he wants 200, etc. In Koheles Rabba Perek Aleph. And Rav Yerucham continues, "Ulehefech." The opposite is also true. The converse, "Davka be'imal oy rotzu yetzer." It's specifically when you don't fulfill the wishes of the yetzer, "Bazeu sed ahava." It's paradoxical. That's how you generate love of the yetzer towards a person, by smashing it, by destroying it, annihilating it. That's yesod ahava shayetzer nasa lo ehev gamur. The author concludes, lemaise, as in practice, hinenu mamshichim liislamed b'halicha neged haratzoin shalosh pa'amim b'yom. We continue to practice going against whims and desires 3 times a day. Ad kan.